there's no other way around it. Amen. And I know that. And people may say differently. Amen. Some may say that what we evolved from apes. Amen. And we came about and we, you know, we over time we began to stand up straight. Amen. And we began to walk straight. Amen. But they say that our origin, amen, was from an ape. Amen. But if we believe in Christ, amen, if we believe in the word today, the Bible says that God created Adam and Eve. Amen. And from Adam and Eve, everybody else came. Amen. So everybody else came, amen, from Adam and Eve. Amen. It didn't say man and man and woman and woman. Amen. Amen. No matter how much research you may do, amen, or no matter how much studying you may do, amen, we can't change what God has already ordained. Amen. If you're a man, then you're a man. Amen. If you're a woman, amen, then you're a woman. Amen. So all mankind, amen, all mankind, amen, even from as far as you can think back, amen, it all originated, amen, from Adam and from Eve. Amen. Then we're going to go ahead and we're going to jump, amen, 42 generations. Amen. Amen. The word tells us that, amen, after God created Adam, it is about 42 generations, amen, before Christ came on the scene. Amen. Before Jesus Christ showed up. Amen. And we know, amen, with Christ coming, his purpose, amen, his purpose was what? To shed his blood on the cross. Amen. And to redeem us back to Christ. Amen. To redeem us and to remove our sins. Amen. So with Christ coming, amen, 42 generations after, amen, his main focus, his main purpose, amen, was to bring us back to God. Amen. And you may say, well, brother, why is Christ coming have anything to do with my DNA? Amen. What does Christ have anything to do with what I'm made up of? Amen. But see, saints, we have to remember, amen, in 2 Corinthians, the Bible tells us that if any man be in Christ, amen, the word says that he becomes a new creature. Amen. He said, all things are passed away. Amen. And behold, all things are now become new. Amen. So if we are in Christ, amen, we are no longer who we used to be. Amen. We have put on something new. Amen. Amen. We're no longer what people may say about us. Amen. We're no longer defeated today, saints. Amen. We are winners in Christ. Amen. We can do all things. Amen. And there's nothing too hard. Amen. So even though, amen, they may say, your mother may say, oh, man, you just like your old daddy. Amen. We've heard it before, right? Amen. Amen. You never go out to anything. Amen. But I'm here to tell you that God said that all things become new. Amen. So the old things are passed away. Amen. He said, behold, all things now become new. Amen. So we had to stop, amen, in that 42nd generation. Amen. Because there we know, God, amen, we no longer have to be who we once was. Amen. We're talking about what you're made of. Amen. What's your DNA? Amen. So now we're going to move forward a little. We're going to go ahead and move, again, to the present. Amen. Let's go ahead and jump to our parents and, amen, our grandparents. Amen. We've already established what Christ has said. Amen. That we're no longer who we once was. Amen. We're no longer, amen, who we used to be. Amen. So as we jump to our parents and to our grandparents, amen, we do have to understand that there are some things, amen, we just can't change. Amen. There's some things we just can't change. Amen. Amen. Even though Christ said that we're new, amen, behold, all things become new. Amen. There's some things, amen, we get from our parents. Amen. It's my grandparents. Amen. We can't change the color of our skin. Amen. We can't do it. Amen. I don't care what you may try. Amen. But some things are hereditary. Amen. Some things you can't get around. Amen. You can't change your gender. Amen. You can't change it. Amen. Even though the doctors today, they may do surgery and they may put stuff in. But amen, what you are made up on the inside, amen, it can't change. Amen. If God made you a man, then you're going to be a man to the day that you die. Amen. If he made you a woman, woman, amen, to the day that you die. Amen. A man will never be able to birth a child. Amen. It's not in his DNA. Amen. It's not in his DNA. It's not what he's made up of. Amen. So there are some things, amen, that we're never going to be able to change. Amen. Many of us, amen, may be the ancestors of slaves. Amen. Many of us may have come from, amen, whom they had brought here, amen, in ships. Amen. And I just thank God that I at least had an opportunity, amen, growing up to meet, amen, my grandparents. Amen. Amen. My grandparents on both my mother's side and my father's side. Amen. Even to the point, amen, I was around, amen, when my great-grandmother and my great-great-grandmother was alive. Amen. I want to say that she died at the age of 102, or somewhere around there. Amen. But as a young kid, I had to be maybe 5 or 6 years old. I recall she used to tell me stories. Amen. And she was such a beautiful person, right? Amen. She used to sit always in a rocking chair. Amen. She had a room, and the room that she used to sit in didn't have a TV or anything like that, but she would sit in that rocking chair. Amen. She would rock all day long. Amen. And in the front of her rocking chair was a window. Amen. And she would sit, and she would rock, and she would sit. Amen. And she would rock. Amen. And she used to tell me stories about her childhood. Amen. About some of the things that she experienced, amen, as she grew up in life. Amen. She used to tell me that, amen, she never had an opportunity to get an education. Amen. She said that they used to have to work in the cotton fields. Amen. They used to tell me how they used to treat them. Amen. And it touched me so much because, amen, even though I've never experienced it, but, amen, you can see and you can hear the pain. Amen. But even after all what she said, amen, she still said that they were a proud people. Amen, that they were still a strong people. So even though, amen, they tried to beat them down, amen, and they tried to take away who they were, amen, they were still strong. Amen, they still strong. Amen. Amen. So what I'm saying here today, amen, amen, our DNA, amen, what we're made up of, amen, everybody can't understand. Amen. We come from a place that everybody won't be able to understand it. Amen. Even though, amen, there are still some things, amen, that we still inherit from our parents. Amen. Some may say, oh, your eyes, you know, you have the same colors as your eyes, as your mother. Amen. Or maybe you smile just like your daddy smiles. Amen. We've all heard the phrase that says the apple, amen, doesn't fall far from the tree. Amen. Even doctors. Amen. When we go into the doctor, they begin to ask us questions. Amen. They begin to try to figure out what our background is. Amen. Where we come from, right? They'll say, well, is there any ailments in your family that you know of? Amen. They begin to say, well, is there any diabetes? Or, amen, is there any high blood pressure? Is there anything that I should be made aware of? Amen, before I look you over, because what they're trying to do, amen, they're trying to figure out, amen, what's your heritage? Amen, what's in you, amen, that could have possibly, amen, been transferred to you, amen, as you were being born. Amen, so even though, amen, our parents or our grandparents, amen, may have had high blood pressure, amen, that doesn't mean that you have to have high blood pressure. It doesn't mean that. Amen, because what? We can watch our weight. Amen, we can watch what we eat. Amen, we can exercise like we should. Amen, it doesn't necessarily mean that we need to inherit, amen, everything, amen, that our parents had. Amen, we don't got to take that. Amen, we don't have to accept everything. Amen, because we can do differently, right? Amen, we can change. We can do things differently, amen, to prevent, amen, some of those things. Amen, but it's something that we have to do. Amen, it's something that we have to do. If you're going to continue to eat bacon and eggs and, amen, pork chop, amen, every day, amen, the likelihood of you catching or having whatever your parents had is very likely. Amen? Amen, but if we ration out and we don't eat all that every day, and we eat healthier. Amen. We don't have to have those high blood pressures. Amen. We don't have to. Amen. So we're talking about our DNA. Amen. If you would, turn with me. Amen. And I'm almost done to Psalms 39. Amen. What are you made up of? Amen. We've already said that there are some things that we just can't change. Amen. We can't change our color. We can't change our gender. There are things that we can't change. Amen. We talked about there are some things that we can't change. Amen. We can change maybe our outlook. Amen. We can change, amen, maybe some of our health concerns. Amen. Because we can eat better. We can do better. Amen. So there's some things that we can't change. Amen. And there's other things that we can. Amen. Psalms 139, beginning at the 13th verse. And it reads, it says, "For thou hast possessed my raiment. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearful and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well." Amen, amen. So here David is saying, here David said that the Lord says that you possess my reign. Amen, meaning that, amen, he knows every part of you. Amen, not only does he know who you are today, saints. Amen, the word says that he said, "I knew you while you was in your mother's womb." Amen, not only did I know you while you was in your mother's womb, he says that, you know, you are perfect and wonderfully made. Amen, so you are wonderful. Amen, in God's sight. Amen, you are wonderful just the way you are. Amen, some may say that you're too short, or you're too fat, or you're not smart enough. Amen, but the Bible tells us, God said that you are wonderfully made. Amen, and then in Genesis it says that everything that God created was good and very good. Amen, so we got to stop listening to some people. Amen. We got to be mindful who we're letting talk into our ear. Amen. Those that aren't here to boost you up and encourage you, amen, they're most likely there to tear you down. Amen. And if somebody's not there to encourage you and help you, amen, to push you forward, amen, they're not there to help you at all. Amen. So when those things happen and when we realize who we got around us, sometimes we got to make a separation. Amen. It's okay. Amen, it's okay. It's okay. Sometimes I know, because it may be family members. Amen, but it's still okay. Amen, because we walk this walk by ourselves. Amen. Amen, we got to make it in heaven on our own. Amen, and I refuse to let anybody. Amen, and that goes for mama, daddy, cousin, sister, brother. Amen, turn me away from Christ. Amen. I refuse to let them continue to tell me that you are the same person that you were 20 years ago. Amen. And you'll never be who you want to be. I'm not going to listen to that. Amen. I'm not going to accept that into my spirit. Amen. I'm not going to accept them telling me such things. Amen. Amen. So I got to be mindful who I listen to. Amen. I got to be mindful who, amen, I let share things to me. Amen. Because my soul is precious. Amen. My soul is precious. Amen. And I can't allow anyone to take the joy that I have. Amen. They didn't give it to me. Amen. And I'm not going to allow them to take it from me. Amen. The joy that God has given to us, amen, is ours. Amen. Until we give it up. Amen. So let's not give it up. Amen. So what are you made up of? Amen. What are you made up of? We're going to go to another verse, if you would. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians. Chapter 6. Man, God said that we are wonderfully made. Amen. We are wonderfully made. And amen, everything that he made was good. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. And it reads, it says, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Amen. Amen. The Bible says that what we have been bought with a price. Amen. He also said that our body is the temple, amen, for the Holy Ghost. Amen. 1 John 4 says it a little different. It says that, amen, greater is he that is in us, amen, than he that is in the world. Amen. See, there's something, amen, that we have living on the inside of us, amen, that makes up our DNA. Amen. Something greater than what the world could ever give to us. Amen. Something better than what we could ever inherit, amen, from our parents. Amen. That something is the Holy Ghost. Amen. So even though, amen, we have our ups and we have our downs, amen, we got something living on the inside of us. Amen. We got something encouraging us. Amen. Something continue to push us forward and continue to say that you can make it. Amen. You can make it. Amen. And that something is the Holy Spirit. Amen. That is a blessing. Amen. Amen. God said that he would never leave us. Amen. Nor would he forsake us. Amen. And he has given us what we need, amen, to make it here in this world. Amen. So the Bible also goes on in this chapter and begins to talk about, he says that you are no longer your own. Amen. And that you've been bought with a price. See, you are not what the world say that you are. Amen. The world may say that you are nothing, but that something living on the inside of you says that you are something. Amen. The world may say that, you know, they may begin to classify you and put you in certain categories, say financially, that, you know, you don't have any money. You never amount to much. Amen. But that something on the inside is telling you that I'm going to make sure that you're taken care of. I'm going to provide for you just as I provide for the sparrows. Amen. And that's something that we're made up of. Amen. Even though the world sees something, amen, they can't see, amen, what God has for us. Amen. They don't understand. Amen. So they just can't simply understand that even, amen, after they've given us their best shot, amen, that we're still able to stand. Amen. That we're still able to smile. Amen. That we're still able to praise God. Amen. And see, if any regular person, they would know, oh, they would have given up a long time ago. Amen. But it's something that's made in us. Amen. It's something that we're made of. Amen. This keeps us going. Amen. Day in and day out, with the ups and with the downs. Amen. We still push on. Amen. Knowing that there'll be a brighter tomorrow. Amen. We're always maintaining our hope. Amen. Because we know that Christ, amen, will never fail. Amen. He would never let us down. Amen. So what are you made up of? Amen. What are you made up of? What's your DNA? Amen. What's your DNA? Amen. Some is hereditary. Amen. Some is. Amen. But some things we can change. Amen. Some things we can change. Amen. We're going to go to one last scripture, if you would. Turn with me to Jeremiah 1. Jeremiah 1. What are you made up of? And we're going to read verse 5. Jeremiah, the first chapter, verse 5, and it reads, it says, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, O Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee. And whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Amen. So here, amen, God is speaking to Jeremiah. Amen. And he began to tell Jeremiah, he said, before, amen, you was even conceived in the womb, he said, I knew you. Amen. But then he goes a step further. He says, now, before you were born, amen, you had already been blessed. Amen. But not only did he say that he blessed, but he said that he had already had a plan for his life today. Amen. Amen. I'm here to tell you, say, no, knowing all about you, God knows all about you. Amen. He knows you're lying down at night, and amen, you're rising in the morning. Amen. He knows the hairs that you have on your head today. Amen. And just as Jeremiah, amen, God has a plan for you. Amen. He has a plan for your life. Amen. Just as he did for Jeremiah. Amen. Even though, amen, we may be the ancestors of slaves. Amen. Those that were brought over on ships. Amen. You are no longer a loser. Amen. You are no longer what the world may say about you. Amen. Satan has to tell you something. Amen. That inside you, amen, there is a change. Amen. And it has changed your genetic makeup. Amen. And that change comes from the Holy Ghost. Amen. As long as you got Christ living on the inside of you, amen, you are wonderful. Amen. That he has put something on you, amen, that makes tomorrow a better day. Amen. The Bible tells us there that, amen, once we become Christ's, amen, we are no longer our own. Amen. He says that we've been bought with a price. Amen. And as saints, amen, we've been given a new father. Amen. Some call him the great I am. Amen. Some say that he's the Alpha and Omega. Amen. Others call him, amen, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. And sometimes when I'm by myself, I call him Daddy. Amen. And your daddy has said that you are wonderful. Amen. Your daddy has said that he has created you good, and he has created you very good today. Amen. That you are no longer your situation. Amen. You are no longer the sickness. Amen. We don't have to live with that. Amen. We don't have to let that draw us down today. Amen. Amen. Because we have something living on the inside of us. Amen. That has changed us. Amen. It has changed us. Amen. Amen. We have been changed. Amen. Even though there are some things that we can't change. Amen. There's some things that we can't change. God, our Father, has given us a gift. Amen. That better than anything else. Amen. He has given us a comforter. Amen. He has given us one that will never leave us. Amen. They say that he's closer than a brother. Right? Amen. He's there all 24 hours a day. Amen. We can always go to him. Amen. We can always count on him. Amen. So what's your DNA? Amen. The Bible says that we are children of the King. Amen. Then we ought to start acting as if we are princes and princesses. Amen. Because if we got Christ in us, amen, we are a child of the King. Amen. And we can make it. Amen. We can make it. Amen. We don't have to continue to settle. Amen. God says that we are now winners today. Amen. We are winners. Amen. So I just want to thank God for the word today. Amen. I just pray, Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for the word. God, we thank you for our genetic makeup, God. God, we thank you how you say that you have created us wonderful today. And Father God, you say that you know us better than we know ourselves. And Father God, you say that, God, that you're with us all the time. And God, that you'll never leave us, nor will you forsake us. And God, I just give you the glory, God, and I give you the praise, God, for you are who you say you are. God, you are that one that we can count on in times of trouble. God, in sickness, God, you're there. Father God, in distress, God, you're still there. God, you'll never leave us, nor will you forsake us. God, and I just give you the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for the word. Let's give Elder Rouse another hand. We just thank God for the word. Hallelujah. What is your DNA? As we all stand, we're going to open up the doors of the church. We have Bishop Poole.
We'll open up the doors of the church.